Praise the Lord. Good morning. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. It states that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Did you hear what I said? They are new every morning. One more time. I said his mercies and compassion are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness, amen, and his loving kindness begins with a refreshing each and every day. Welcome into today at this particular time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At Ignite One Worship Center. We want to just bless the Lord for you. Thank God for your prayer and your support. And we give God all the glory that is due his name. We want to start off, amen, this particular session by just getting the offering out of the way this morning after I pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We give you glory and honor, hallelujah, for this day that you made. We thank you for your mercies that are renewed on today. We pray, God, that you would just get the glory out of all that would be said and done in your name. I thank you that you bless your people with the word of God this morning, and that they would receive glory to God, and it would, God, get in and go down and spring forth with fruit that shall remain. We glorify you for who you are. We glorify you for what you've done and what you shall do. We release our faith in this atmosphere this morning to be glory carriers. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you now for healing, deliverance, oh God, and the liberty, glory to God, that makes the spirit free. In Jesus' name, we give you praise for the gift and the giver, the offering, glory to God, the seed, oh Father, that's sown in good ground, and we thank you for the reciprocity of the word of God connected to it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give God a hand clap of praise right there. Glory to God. And as you would get your offering ready this morning, we've already prayed over that offering, and I pray that you release it by faith and you give God what is right, because we do not give him what's left. And God will breathe on, and God will open up windows, and God will, take care, hallelujah, even of enemies, glory to God, and things that are opposing you when you release your seed with faith in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Seed faith has a source. That's God. Seed faith has a season. Yeah, it needs to be at the right time, amen, and in the right place. And God will manifest, glory to God, that seed faith back to you and I, amen, as substance in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So this morning, I want to start, amen, as we've been talking about all month, amen, faithfulness, fullness, and fruitfulness. I want to talk to you this morning, and I may get into it to be a series, but it's a series about what he said. Yeah, amen, what he said. And this morning, I want to talk to you about faith will do it. Faith will do it. Faith will do it. Faith will do it. Somebody put that in the chat this morning already and shout, faith will do it. Glory be to God. Faith will do it. Hallelujah. Yeah, faith will do it. And we're going to be at Matthew's Gospel chapter number 17. As you're getting there, I need for you to understand that everything the Lord calls us to do and to be requires faith. Faith has a process, and faith is what pleased God. You already know this. I'm going to just settle down and teach you, amen, a faith lesson today. And we know that even in Matthew's Gospel chapter number 3, when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, glory to God, the scripture talks about how that when he went in the water and came up, there was a amen, an announcement from the Father in heaven saying that this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. At that particular moment, God was announcing the fact that Jesus' faith on earth had pleased him as the Father in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as we see this, family, and as we look at this this morning, let's read the scripture, because we're talking about a time in the lives of the disciples where Jesus has this is intricate to me, because if you really begin at the beginning of the scripture of 17, that Jesus, amen, is transfigured on top of the mountain when he took the disciples with him, amen, and they had a revelation of who he was and saw the transfiguration, and then, amen, they came back down, glory to God, and there was a problem with their faith, even after being with him, amen, and having that experience. Wow. And this man, amen, brought his son to the disciples and asked them to heal him or deliver him, glory to God, and they couldn't do it. And then he went and told Jesus that, and Jesus said, bring the boy here to me, and he healed him, glory to God, amen, just like that. But we're here, and we're in, amen, 17:20. So Jesus said to them, watch this, his disciples, because of your unbelief. Because they asked Jesus a question. Lord, why we couldn't do it after they saw him come just do it like that? And then Jesus says to them, because of your unbelief. For watch it. For I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he adds on verse 21 that, amen, these kind go out except by fasting and praying. In other words, what he was really saying to them, that there's an element of deliverance, glory to God, that you have to get into the spirit of fasting and praying, glory to God, for faith to handle that depth of deliverance that's needed. Glory to God. I'll just leave that right there. Hallelujah. Because anytime, glory to God, we get into a situation where our faith needs to be exercised, it presents opportunity and growth, amen, or increase every time. And that's what Jesus was really saying to his disciples, glory to God, you can't do it. And why couldn't you do it? He said, because you didn't believe, glory to God. But if you have faith, nothing will be impossible for you. Wow, glory to God, hallelujah. Watch it now, because that's 17. Mark 9:23 says this. Jesus said to, amen, that to the man that needed him to do something for him. Watch this. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible. Translation, faith will do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's move on down to Matthew 11. Amen. Glory to God. 22:23. Jesus answered and said to them, his disciples, have faith in God. Surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, I need you to catch it, because he adds something to it on this. Whoever said to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. And he says, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that all things, amen, he said, will be done. He will have whatsoever he says. Glory to God. Here's a nugget to catch right here, amen, from the text. Please get this. Sometimes, amen, and some things that we're up against, glory to God, watch this, our faith may fail. Uh-huh. You see, what did you just say? I said, sometimes, amen, and some things that we come up against, Our faith may fail, but here's the good news, family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch it, please. But his faith will never fail. Glory to God. Yeah, our faith may fail sometimes against some things, but his faith will never fail. We prove that, amen, right there in the scripture in Matthew 17, when the disciples couldn't do it, their faith failed. But Jesus came, amen, and he did it. Why? Because his faith will never fail. Glory to God. His faith will never fail. He is the God of faith. Amen. Glory to God. And so when we see it like that, we got to understand that circumstances and situations, amen, and predictions, glory to God, should not alter, watch this, should not alter our covenant of faith with God. We have to believe, amen, no matter how worse, bad it get, amen, we got to believe no matter how good it is. Yeah, amen. We got to believe and have faith no matter how bad it gets or how good it is. Remember Jairus' daughter? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus just simply told him, man, glory to God, don't be fearful. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe. Glory to God. Remember, even when they sent the word, amen, in John, glory to God, 2:11, when they sent the word to Jesus and told him that Lazarus was dead, glory to God, the Bible said that Jesus, glory to God, was not even in a hurry, amen, to go see what was going on. And on purpose, the scriptures say he waited for 4 days. Glory to God, and showed up. Amen. Hallelujah. And Martha came to him and said, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Glory to God. And by now his body stinks. And Jesus said this to her. He said, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you only believe, you'll see the glory of God. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, watch this. No matter how bad the situation is, even when it get worse and beyond your ability, amen, glory to God, faith will do it. That's really, glory to God, what he was telling Martha, amen, at that time. So you got to believe and have faith, family, beyond what it looks like, amen, and be persuaded that whatsoever he promised, glory to God, he's able to perform. Hallelujah. That's a word for somebody right there this morning. You're believing God. Yeah, you're believing God. You've been praying, amen, and you've been fasting, glory to God, and you ain't seen nothing yet. But I'm telling you that if God promised it, hallelujah, through his word, yeah, amen, that whatsoever he promised, he's able to perform. Watch this. But he may not have done it yet because you're not persuaded about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Whatever he promised, glory to God, he's able to perform. Amen. That's our God. So watch it, please. Hallelujah, family. I feel this word this morning. Glory to God. I feel faith rising. I feel faith, glory to God, being released. Hallelujah, by the Spirit of God through this word, and it's coming to wherever you are this morning. Get yourself set. Get in the posture to receive. Glory to God. Get in the posture to believe. Hallelujah. Get in the posture, glory to God, to exercise, amen, and act upon the word of God this morning. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. Here it is right here. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, please. In every dimension of existence, whatever needs life needs food. Oh, yeah, that's good. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In every dimension of existence, whatever needs life, it needs food. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to, yeah, amen. A fish needs fish food. A dog, watch, need dog food. Keep going with me. A cat need, yeah, cat food. A elephant need, glory to God. Amen. A horse need horse food, which is hay. A rabbit need rabbit food, which is carrots and other things. A pig need pig food, which is a combination of whatever you give it. Glory to God. Amen. So watch it now. I'm saying all that to say, and we can keep the list going on and on and on. Amen. Glory to God. But what I'm saying is, amen, watch this, that in our existence as believers, what we need is faith food. Hallelujah. And faith food, watch this, the faith food that we need is the word of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, the word is faith food for us. And when we meditate on that word, glory to God, hallelujah, we increase our capacity for our faith to be manifest. Joshua 1:8, God said, meditate on it. Glory to God, day and night. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. So you got to get this because the power of faith is connected to the God that can do anything but fail. Did you hear me? Glory. Amen. The power of faith is connected to God that can do anything but fail. Jesus said, glory to God, faith is like a seed. It's like a seed. He taught it throughout the scripture and throughout, amen, the gospels. Glory to God. He said, faith is like a seed, and he compared it to the kingdom of God. And he began, watch this. He said, faith is like a seed, and the point and principle of what he was trying to teach was, glory to God, that the seed has the fullness of life already in it. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Yes, amen. The fullness of life is already in the seed. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so even in our living and even in our giving, when we are led and we are encouraged, amen, to sow seed, what we got to trust God, amen, is that the fullness of the life of, hallelujah, of that seed is already in it. In other words, if I give it to God with expectation and faith for what I'm believing, glory to God, the fullness is already in it when I release it. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. The fullness is already in it. Amen. Hallelujah. So watch this translation. Here it is. This is McCoy Knowledge right here. Glory to God. And it may not be perfect English, but it's good teaching for where I am right now. Glory to God. The seed is like the fullness. Amen. It has the fullness of life already in it. Here's the translation. In other words, family, watch this. It already is what it's going to be, even if you can't see what it already is. Well, let me say it one more time. Amen, because somebody missed that. Glory to God. The seed has the fullness of life already in it. In other words, it already is what it's going to be, even when we can't see what it already is. Glory to God. The worst thing that could happen to a seed, hallelujah, is the fact, thank you, Holy Ghost, the fact that it is interrupted, is interrupted before its season come. Wow. 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 Because, wow. Amen. Glory to God. Because if a seed make it to the cycle of its season, hallelujah, harvest, glory to God, is on the way. Let me just keep going. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, that's it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If thou can believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know who that was for, but that's for somebody. Amen. They got seed in the ground. Amen. And it looks like ain't nothing going to happen. Oh, my glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. It's already what it is. Even if you can't see what it already is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Romans 4:17 says it like this, y'all. God gives life to the dead and calls those things which are not as though they were. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amplified Classic says it like this. He speaks to non-existing things as though they already existed. Woo, glory to God. That's why you got to get excited about being connected to a God, amen, hallelujah, that can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's the power of your faith right there. So understand this, family, as we learn to trust God, as we learn to believe, as we learn to lean into our faith, glory to God, and we learn to trust the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him. Glory to God. He begins, amen, to give us direction, and He begins to give us perfection. Glory to God. And He begins to give us, amen, hallelujah, increase, glory to God, according to our faith. So understand this. Faith is a live connection. Faith is a live connection to the Word that's alive. Faith is a live connection to the Word that's alive. Hebrews 4, glory to God. The Word of God is sharp, active. It has energy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so the Word, faith is a live connection to the Word. It's just like, amen, service this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you may have a desire, amen, to be on and see me, glory to God, in person. But if your connection is not live, if your connection is not live, amen, you will not get the manifestation of what you want to, amen, your desire or what you're believing for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It was maybe a week ago. Glory to God. I woke up early in the morning and found out, amen, that the internet had lost connection. Amen. Hallelujah. And as soon, glory to God, as it happened, there's a text that hit my phone that said, your internet connection is out, but we have someone working on the situation and we'll text you back again when our team has, glory to God, amen, finished, amen, and got it back running up again. Hallelujah. I believe, amen, that once we've been intimate with God and once we've been, glory to God, connected and released our faith in God and know how to operate in the Spirit, I believe that that's just how the Holy Ghost is. Glory to God. When something comes in to try to cut off your connection, your livelihood, glory to God, your faith, glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe the Holy Ghost, amen, sends a message immediately to your heart, to your mind, to your spirit, to let you know, amen, that something has happened to your connection. Glory to God. And you got to, amen, trust, amen, that there's somebody behind the scene. There's a God behind the scene working, glory to God, to get you reconnected, and you got to do it by choice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith is a live connection to the Word that's alive, and the Word is connected to a God who goes to work because, watch this, and in response to us releasing our faith. Faith will do it this morning. Yeah, faith will do it today. Faith will do it tomorrow. Faith will do it next week. Faith will do it next month. Faith will do it next year. Hey, glory to God. Yet next year. Amen. Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he who calleth you, who will also do it. Who will also do it. Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Here it is. Watch this. Hath not he said, and shall not he do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall not he make it good? Hallelujah. Do it. The word there, amen, is poieo, P-O-I-E-O, amen. And it means to make. It means to produce. It means to construct, or it means to form or fashion a thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or watch this. Or it is to author, to be the author of something, or the cause of something. Okay, here it is. Let me give it back to you. Amen. Hallelujah. All amalgamated together. Faithful is he who called you, who will also make it, who will also produce it, who will also construct it, who also will form it, who also will fashion it, or who will become the author of it or the cause of it. Glory to God. But you got to have a connection and a belief and a faith, glory to God, to the God that can do it. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Faith will do it. I pray your faith is rising this morning. Glory to God. Remember Matthew 8, this centurion soldier, glory to God. Hallelujah. That he encountered Jesus and he said to him, amen, that my servant is sick and I need for you to heal him. And watch this. And Jesus said to him, I'm going to come to your house and do it. But the centurion, glory to God, he said, you don't need to come to my house. You can release it right here. Glory to God. Only speak the word. Amen. And my servant will be healed. Glory to God. Watch, please. Glory to God. And the Bible says, glory to God. Woo, that was a principle. There's a principle in there. The Bible says this. Watch it, please. We're going to get there. The centurion said, watch this. I believe faith will do it now. I believe faith will do it at your word. I believe faith will do it. Glory to God. Watch this. I believe faith will do it there, even though we are here. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That was verse 8. Verse 13. Here it is. Watch this. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way. And as you believe, so let it be done for you. Here it is, please. And his servant was healed the same hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The same hour he released his faith. And even Jesus said about his faith, I have not found so great a faith. Glory to God in all Israel. Wow. Glory to God. I hadn't ran to nobody yet that told me I ain't got to be there. Just speak it. Oh, my God. And the same hour, glory to God, it happened for that centurion. But please get this. I can't go there, but it's in your Bible. If you keep reading in that chapter in Matthew 8, glory to God. Now Jesus, amen, he gets into the ship. And the scripture says his disciples followed him in the ship. And as they are in the ship, glory to God, a storm happened and a water gets into the ship. Jesus is asleep. They wake him up, glory to God, and said they're going to drown. And he gets up and watch this now. The centurion, glory to God, believed. And Jesus said that he hadn't found great faith, so great a faith. But then with the disciples, Jesus told them, watch this, why your faith so little? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. Glory to God. So here's the principle. Here's the principle. Watch this. Here's the principle right here that he's teaching us according to verse 13. The centurion, go your way as you have believed, so it is done for you, and his servant will heal the same hour. Here's the principle. You receive as you believe and according to your faith. Let me say that one more time. You receive as you believe and according to your faith. You receive as you believe and according to your faith, family. It's a spiritual law, and that's how faith does it. How does faith do it? According to your faith, and as you believe, you receive. Glory to God. Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody type in the chat, faith will do it. Yeah, faith will do it. Matthew 15, 28. Glory to God. There's a woman. Watch this now. And this woman is asking Jesus to heal her daughter that was possessed by a demon. And Jesus start to conversate with this woman. And he start to tell to her about the fact. Amen. Glory to God. First, the disciples is not there, and she's having a conversation with Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And then the disciples show up and say, this woman is crying out to us. Amen. Send her away and all that. And then Jesus tell the woman, it ain't, you know, hey, I'm not there at that point to, amen, to do what you're asking me to do. Glory to God. And then he talks about how, glory to God, that these crumbs, amen, is not good. And talk about a dog. And the woman tell Jesus, glory to God, that even the dog eat from the crumb from the master's table. Glory to God. Watch what happens. When she makes this statement, it changes Jesus' perception about what he was going to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says he answered the woman and said, great is your faith. Wow. Let it be as you desire. And her daughter was healed the very hour. Oh, my. I'm just trying to say that when we release our faith, glory to God, it doesn't matter what was, amen, before, glory to God, our faith will cause a thing to be manifested that couldn't be manifested until we let it go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. Mark 11:24, family, whatever thing you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will what? Have them. Yeah, you will have them. Glory to God. John 15:7, if you abide in my words and my words abide in you, glory to God, you will ask whatever you will and it shall be done unto you. Wow. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't know anybody that don't ask for anything that they don't desire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know too many people that are asking anything that they don't desire. Glory to God. Watch it, please. Because he said that if you abide in me, my word abide in you, you can ask what you desire and it will be done for you. But the key is, watch this, where are you living? Are you living in faith? Are you abiding in faith? Are you dwelling in it? Is it in you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is it in you? And then when it's in you, glory to God, watch this. Faith comes out of you. So really, because faith is the word of God and the word of God is alive in you, then you're asking God according to his word, glory to God. And he said that it'll be done for you. It'll be done for you. Oh, wow. Glory to God. Here it is. Mark chapter 10. We're moving. Amen. Verse 51. Watch this, please. This blind man, amen, is again, Jesus is on the move, doing what he do, heal people, glory to God, healing and delivering and setting free. And this blind man, glory to God, comes into view. And watch what happens. Jesus asks this man a question. Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Watch this, please. The blind man's response was this, that I may receive my sight. He responded with his desire that I may receive my sight. That's verse 51. Here's verse 52. Get it, please. Jesus' response, then, watch this, Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Wow. Glory to God. Wow. And the scripture says, and immediately he received his sight. And follow Jesus. Did you get that? Jesus told him, glory to God, watch this. If I do it, you can go on and go your way. But the Bible said that when Jesus did it, the man didn't go his way. He followed Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah, amen. In other words, Jesus said, go ahead and go your way because faith did it already. Wow. Amen. And the Bible says he received this sight and immediately he followed Jesus on the road. Wow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Wow. Please. When God answers our prayer and God comes through and we receive breakthrough and we receive miracles, signs and wonders, there are times, glory to God, that it should cause us to follow Jesus closer, but we'll get it and we'll go back our own way. My God, hallelujah, in heaven. Glory to God, hallelujah, wow, amen, glory to God. He followed Jesus, Glory to God. So watch it, please. Watch the text. When he got his desire, he didn't go his own way. He followed Jesus. I want to give you two lessons, and I'm about to close it already. Glory to God. I'm going to give you two lessons right here that we can learn about the process of faith with this blind man. Number one, family, please get this. This blind man exercised his faith for what he was expecting God to do. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. He exercises faith for what he was expecting God to do. His desire was equal to what he wanted his outcome to be. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. His desire was equal to what he wanted the outcome to be. He exercised his faith for what he was expecting God to do. Okay. Here we go. Somebody grab this. Amen. And run with it right here. Glory to God. Watch it, please. He released his faith in an area that he wanted to receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. He released his faith in an area that he wanted to receive. I want you to get this, glory to God, because we could be believing for something, but we're not releasing faith in the area that we want to receive. Ooh. Mm. Wow. yeah, glory to God. The results he got is this. He got just what he wanted from the Lord. Glory to God. I remember growing up in church, and that there used to be a song, I got just what I wanted. I got just wanted from the Lord. Yeah, glory to God. And then the lovely part talked about faith. Amen. Just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Watch this. Just use what you got. All you need is you got it. I don't know, amen, how, glory to God, amen, how theologically sound that was, amen, glory to God, because faith comes in levels. Little faith, no faith, and great faith. Amen, glory to God. But he said in the beginning, if you have as the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to mountain, it can be moved. Amen. So the reality is, watch this, faith that has no source, it don't matter what size it is, it don't get any results. Glory to God. But faith that has God as the source, it can be a little faith and produce big results. Ooh, my God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what he told. He told, glory to God, again, he told Martha when she was worried and she was complaining and she was festered and she was stressed out, glory to God, and by rightly she should have been. She had just had a loss in her family, glory to God. And Jesus said, watch this now. Jesus said, didn't I tell you, and if you believe, you're going to see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And then he raised, glory to God, Lazarus back up. Glory to God. So watch this now. When we talk about that, our faith is connected to seeing the glory of God show up in our lives. Hallelujah. And when the glory shows up, God is showing up in response to, watch this, a faith that believes, and God reveals who he is, and he'll display what he can do. Oh my God. Hallelujah. That's what this faith thing, hallelujah, is about this morning. And faith will do it. Faith will do it. Somebody need to put that on their refrigerator, put it in the notes of your phone, make it a reminder. So every morning you get up, glory to God, you're believing God for something, and your phone tells you faith will do it. Before you get, amen, your first post, before you, amen, look at your first, glory to God, gram, hallelujah, before you go to your first nap, you need to, amen, wake up knowing that faith will do it for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're in a place right now. We're believing God for big things with some, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, with a small number. Hallelujah. And I know faith will do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And watch it, please. It's already working in our favor. Hallelujah. It's already working in our favor because we are persuaded that whatsoever God promised, hallelujah, he's able to perform. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. The glory of God will show up. Amen. And when we exercise our faith, family, amen, with expectation out front, woo, we'll release a manifestation for the glory to respond. Amen. Because of that momentum right there. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. I pray you're getting this morning. I'm about to close right here. I was reading an article. Amen. And I caught this and I was like, you know what? Hey, I used to love it when I was small reading these books. And the article had a quote from Dr. Seuss. Some of y'all know who I'm talking about. Glory to God. So here it is. Here it is. When we talk about faith will do it, I want to give you this and quote Dr. Seuss for you. Glory to God. This morning as I close this. Here it is. Please watch it, please. Dr. Seuss says, you have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. Yep, you're on your own and you know what you know, and you are the one who decides where you go, end quote. Let me say it one more time. Dr. Seuss is saying fate will do it for you. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. You are on your own and you know what you know, and you are the one who decides where you go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have faith in God and faith will do it. I close with this. Let me recap real quick. Release faith in the area that you want to receive. Exercise faith with expectation and it'll manifest an experience of what you're believing for. Faith is a spiritual law that works on spiritual terms. And finally, the power of faith is connected to a God that can do anything but fail. Come on, give God a glory, hallelujah, and a praise right there. Amen, that your faith is being ignited this morning by the grace of God. Hallelujah. We live, glory to God, and by faith because we are, hallelujah, the just of God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. If you missed, glory to God, hallelujah, giving your seed and giving your offering because you came in late today, we pray, glory to God, that you will, amen, give your offering, return your tithe unto the Lord, become a part of this great work and become an igniter. Hallelujah. And walk with us and worship with us as a part of this kingdom family. Hallelujah. I don't know, amen, where you are in your faith. Your faith may have fainted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you may be trying to get back to your walk in your place of intimacy with God. I want to pray for you this morning. Hallelujah. If you lost your way and you backslid and you've turned your back, glory to God, or you had a faith failure, I want to pray for you this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you can, glory to God, be refreshed. You can be renewed. You can be regenerated this morning through the grace and the power of the living God, and your faith can come alive again. Lift your hands where you are. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you this morning for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I pray and decree over them, hallelujah, and a reconnection, glory to God, a redirection and a refreshing of their faith. God, if they've done you wrong, let them repent, hallelujah, in their heart and believe again. Glory to God. You said in your word, God, that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, the Lord Jesus, glory to God, that we'll be saved. You said that you would, no man would perish, but all would come to repentance. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the heart that will repent and the faith that will rise again and connect to you. Hallelujah, Father. with the word of God and the will of God for what's next and new and now for them and their family. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God, I decree, hallelujah, that faith will do it and is doing it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise right there. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That's a word this morning. Glory to God. You ought to put something down on that. Thank you for being here, but you ought to put something down on that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to sow into that word this morning and let God, hallelujah, work, hallelujah, your faith, because faith will do it. Glory to God. This is Apostle McCoy. This is Ignite One Worship Center. We pray, amen, that you've been blessed by the word of God.